The creatures with beautiful eyes. In New Zealand, many years ago, there lived a Maori fisherman named Kehu. Each day he paddled his boat out into the river to cast his net. But one day, when he tried to haul the net back in, it was almost too heavy to pull. And suddenly, the heads of three weird creatures appeared. The first was a scaly merman with a long, curling tongue. The second, a slippery, fat snake. And the third, a wriggling giant lizard, whose open mouth was filled with razor-sharp teeth. Kehu grabbed his spear to kill the creatures, but then he saw they were all staring at him with soft, pleading eyes. They were the most beautiful eyes he had ever seen. Throwing down his spear, Kehu hauled the three creatures into the boat, took them back to his village, and kept them in the lake. Every morning for 3 years, Kehu caught fish to feed them. He grew very fond of them, and they of him. But one morning, Kehu did not come. When the creatures raised their heads above the water to look for their friend, they saw instead Te Nui, a cruel, ugly warrior with a heavy wooden club in his hand. Behind him in the distance, they saw Kehu being chased from the village by a fierce, chanting war party. Te Nui raised his club and brought it down on the creatures' heads, sending them crying and wailing to the bottom of the lake. But later that day, when Te Nui was walking by the lake, a long, curling tongue coiled itself around his leg and pulled him into the water. Then the fat, slippery snake wrapped itself around his body and squeezed him. And then the lizard opened its mouth full of razor-sharp teeth and prepared to bite him in two. "Stop! Don't kill him!" called a familiar voice. The creatures looked round to find their friend Kehu racing towards the lakeside with a band of villagers. They had just driven off the raiding war party and were heavily armed with clubs and daggers and spears. Kehu dragged Te Nui out of the water and tied him to a nearby tree. Te Nui's life was spared. But for the rest of his days, he was kept there by the lake and forced to catch fish for the creatures with beautiful eyes.